Moncrief on News Talk.
The HSE has €33 million in a bank account that doesn't belong to it. It belongs to dead or missing patients, and the money has gone unclaimed. Mary Frances Fahey is a solicitor and tax consultant at Fahey Neilan Solicitors in Roscommon. Good afternoon, Frances.
Good afternoon.
I don't know if there's a typical way that this happens, but how did this money end up in a bank account controlled by the HSE in the first instance?
Well, I suppose some people live or spend their lives in HSE facilities, and their pensions would have been paid in the past into those bank accounts. That would be one way it would end up, and it could build up to quite a considerable sum of money. Then others perhaps may have had deductions illegally taken from their pensions up until 2006, from the 1970s up until 2006, where their entire pension would have been taken, when in fact they should have been given a portion of it. So some money came into the accounts in the HSE that way as well. So that's just some of the examples. And then I suppose others, they're saving, you know, maybe they inherited the account as well. That could be they're perhaps they inherited money as well, and it may have gone into that account.
Yes, right. Okay. So the onus is on whom, though, to find out if this money is in the account? It seems like the HSE doesn't contact next of kin or anything like that.
No, the onus is on would be on the next of kin to trace that money, locate that money. And therefore, it's very important, I suppose, if you're dealing with the estate of a deceased person, and if you have any suspicions, or if they spent any time perhaps living in a HSE nursing home or other such facility, that you would tell your solicitor to contact the HSE and see if there is any money there.
Right. And so is there a process, and is it an easy process, that the HSE has set up to discover this?
Well, not necessarily easy, but I suppose it's like other things. Just as you would write to banks and on posts and credit unions, you just add to your list the HSE to see if there's any money there, and then they should furnish you with a certificate of balance, and then you have to go through the process of getting out the money that might be there.
Right. Okay. But when you're contacting, if you say my parent died, and say they died 3 or 4 years ago, what details will the HSE require from you? Presumably some sort of proof that it was your parent for a start.
Yes, well, you could perhaps, they'll definitely require the death certificate, you know, the way. And if there's a will made, they'd require a copy of the will as well.
Right. OK, so to prove that you are actually entitled to this money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any sort of time limit on this?
Well, I don't believe so, because, for example, it's possible to get money out of dormant bank accounts, you know, many, many years after they're taken out of dormancy, if I explain that properly. They would have been made dormant, some of these bank accounts, and then they can still be retrieved years and years later. So I would believe it to be the same with the HSE.
Right. And would this money, if it's been in there for a while, has it been accruing interest?
Yes. So if the HSE, if it had been accruing interest, it would be up to the HSE to calculate that interest and to pay the interest also to the estate of the deceased person.
OK.
Yes.
And so they will calculate the interest.
Yes, they should. Yeah, they should calculate the interest. Yes.
Right. OK. Yeah. And so that will belong to the family.
Yes.
If there isn't a will, I assume that complicates matters.
It does, and it complicates matters in general in all estates. It does complicate matters, but still, particularly if a grant of administration was extracted on the estate, it shouldn't make it that difficult, you know, for you to prove that, you know, that you're the person entitled to get the funds.
Right. Though if say the person has died without a will, but you're a spouse, is there an automatic assumption that you get that?
No, but you wouldn't necessarily get that. You'd get 2/3 of it, and your children, if you had children, would get the remaining 1/3 equally between them. But you would probably be allowed to collect in that money, you know, the way, in order to distribute it
yes.
to the relevant parties. Yeah,
yeah.
You would.
Mary, thanks very much.
But
for
it depends on the amount of money, I'd imagine. They may have a system whereby you get a small amount of money without having to obtain a grant from administration. But if there was a large amount involved, you would have to get a grant, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Mary, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Mary Frances Fahey, a solicitor and tax consultant at Fahey Neil and Solicitors in Roscommon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.